Alrighty, y'all. So, this will be what I consider the first episode of Sample Size Since Sunday Sideways on the Couch. The goal is to do these every Sunday, have just quick conversations with you, checking the temperature, seeing how everything is going with you, and letting you know what I have going on with myself. If y'all don't know, my name is Eric. I am the guy with Sample Size Since, a new YouTube channel that I decided to start because my wife told me I needed a hobby. I said that the last time, but I don't think that boded too well with her. I think she was kind of upset about that. Like, why you got to call me out like that? And I'm like, oh, I mean, that's what you told me. So, I joke again, but I'm not joking. So at any rate, today's episode of Sunday Sideways on the Couch. And if you're wondering why it's sideways on the couch, because I like the angle of where I am right now. I'm kind of leaning sideways on the couch, and I'm choosing to just have a quick conversation, as I said before. And it's Sunday night, so this will be different, obviously, from the normal Sample Size Since episodes. Which I'll pretty much be right in the middle of the screen, focused on you, focused on samples or whatever that I'm testing out, that I'm reviewing. But overall, the goal with this is just to, again, have a little bit more of a conversation with you about who I am, what I do, why I do, and all things in between. So, if I haven't said before, definitely please subscribe to the channel, like it, all that good stuff. I really appreciate it if you choose to, because that way that'll let me know that you're still keeping up to date with what I have going on, especially when it comes to these samples and these different fragrances that I'm choosing to use or choosing to purchase. Today is going to be a Q&A. I asked a few of my friends to send me some questions. I mean, obviously, I don't have a lot of subscribers as of yet, so I'll typically do these maybe once a quarter, maybe, you know, once a month, or once every 2 or 3 months or so. I may do one of these. But as of right now, because I don't have any subscribers like talking about, I chose to ask my friends, say, hey, can you send me some questions that you think people would want to know about Sample Size Since, about where I'm going with this, why I started this, and, you know, whatever the journey is that may come from this. And so they obliged. I got a total of about 10 questions with one possible. So I don't know if I'm going to answer that one or not. But starting off with question number one, when did you start wearing cologne? I would probably say I started wearing cologne or fragrances, you know, back when I really started wearing them when I was like in my early 20s, maybe fresh out of high school, you know, a few years away, removed from college, getting into the workforce. And I remember one time in particular, I purchased my first grown-up purchase as a 21-year-old was Obsession by Calvin Klein. I'll never forget. I purchased it and I saved up all my little money. At the time, I think it was like $60 for a big stupid bottle, right? And I got my check or whatever, my paycheck, all the little money that I had saved up. I decided to buy that bottle because I really liked the smell of it. And I never forget, I put it in my car and I was driving to work. Because I never really like to spray fragrances on while I'm driving. I always like to spray it on right before I leave. Right before I leave out the car and I get ready and I leave to go to work. And so right when I got out the car, I had it in my hand and I dropped it everywhere. And it just shattered. Never even put it on. I was so pissed. I was so disgusted. But needless to say, I would probably say that was rough. Right around the first time of that, I started kind of looking more into fragrances and started recognizing how people react to certain fragrances, right? Like how women reacted towards fragrances that I would wear or that other people would wear. And I would I would always ask them, hey, man, what you got on? And, you know, they would gatekeep, you know, they losers. So they would gatekeep or whatever. But overall, it would be something that will eventually mold me into the person that I am today, which is someone who literally can't leave out the house without some type of fragrance on. I mean, I sometimes wear fragrances even at home, like when I got out the shower or something like that. I may wear something like something simple like Molecule 01 by Essential Molecules, you know, or even I'll wear Kiehl's. If you're familiar with Kiehl's Original Musk, that's old school, but it's something about that one that just really, you know, it really captures you, right? So that's what I'll typically wear. Molecule 01 by Essential Molecules is something that is, it's a skin scent, so you won't really smell it like talking about it. And it actually is kind of like it's a layering scent, right? And so it's something that you can wear on top of, or you can wear this and then add whatever perfume of choice you choose to wear on top of it, and it'll enhance it. So anyway, I started my journey at that time with Obsession by Calvin Klein, and I haven't looked back. So yeah. Question number two, what's the most expensive fragrance you purchased? I would probably say, I actually have two. One was when I first started kind of venturing into the real niche stuff, Bond Number 9. I bought, what was it called? Washington Square by Bond Number 9. That was the first big purchase that I had. And I want to say it was like $160 or something like that. And I purchased that, my wife and I, we were together, and I ended up purchasing it for her birthday. And she never really wore the damn stuff. And I'm like, look, I just spent $107 on this fragrance. What, you're not going to wear it? She's like, I like it. You know, but her thing is that she always likes to wear fragrances whenever we're going out somewhere. Like whenever we're going somewhere or we're headed somewhere, she would put on a fragrance. But other than that, me, I like to wear it all the time. Wear fragrances all the time. So I ended up politely taking that bottle from her and I took it myself. So that was the first big purchase that I had. And I want to say that was back in, I think that was like in 2015 or so, maybe. I think it was around 2015 or 2014 is when, no, actually, yeah, it was 2014, because when I purchased it for her, we ended up going to New York like a year or so later. And we ended up going to Bond Number 9's flagship store, and I ended up buying a gift set of Bond Number 9, which I want to say, I don't have it in here, but I ended up purchasing a gift set of Bond Number 9, like all different types of fragrances, and it was like $225. So that was the most expensive set that I purchased, right, of fragrances. That one was $225, I want to say, for that one, and it was like a total of 9 different fragrances, all really big bottles too. Like they were small. They weren't the big Bond Number 9 bottles, but they were like, you know, nice little travel size bottles. So needless to say, I still actually have a few of those too. And the good thing I like about Bond is that it doesn't really expire. Like, you know, 6 or 7, almost 9 years later, and things still smell really, really good. So I would say, yeah, the Bond Number 9, the Washington Square was the first big purchase. And then the biggest purchase was probably the gift set or the travel set. So, all right. The third question is, why are you creating a channel? I said it before. My wife, she told me to do it. Nah, I'm just joking. Now, what made me want to do it is because I love fragrances and I love smelling good. I love hanging around people who smell good. I love asking people different type of scents. I love telling them the type of scents that I wear. And a lot of the YouTube channels that I would follow, great channels by the, you know, nonetheless. But one thing that I've seen as a trend or as like a consistency is long-winded conversations. And so I wanted to make a channel that not only focused on niche fragrances, specifically niche fragrances, and maybe a couple of designers fragrances from here, you know, one or two maybe, but focus on quick conversations, quick videos, like five. I said originally 3 minutes, but I just can't do it in 3 minutes. It has to be somewhere between 6 to 8 minutes, or somewhere between 4 to 7 minutes is where the sweet spot is. So the goal is, as always, to get you in, get you out, and get you on. So that way you can make whatever decisions you want to make about the purchases that you choose to, or the fragrances you choose to purchase. And so that was mainly the driving force behind me doing that, is because, again, a lot of these videos that I would watch or whatever will be 13 minutes, 19 minutes. And a lot of it will be filler stuff, like fluffer stuff or whatever. But still good information or whatever. But for the average consumer who's wanting to just kind of know, like, is this something I should buy? Then, you know, 18, 21 minutes is not going to really cut them. Like, they want to know what it smells like, what are the notes, and should I buy it, right? And so that's why I chose to create this type of channel, because I think I've only seen maybe one or two that kind of have like smaller smaller time frames. But overall, the overall consensus is that, you know, you got to spend at least 15 to 20 minutes on a conversation. No, you don't have to do that. Like, I think you can get your point across in less than 8 minutes. So that's why I chose to call it Sample Size Sense, because it's a play on the idea of samples, right? So it's more like a sample video of a sample sized fragrance. And it just makes sense to be able to go in and watch this video, make a quick decision on something. And I'll give you another reason why too. Actually, I'll give you a perfect example. Today, I was at the Scent Room. I went to the Scent Room in Dallas. And if you're not familiar with the Scent Room in Dallas, you have got to get familiar. They are the premier place for niche fragrances. They have everything from Juice Box to Neanderthal. They have Mancera, Montal. They have everything. They have everything that you want. In the sense of niche fragrances, great people, great service and everything over there. So I was over there and they had a particular fragrance or whatever that I was looking at. And I like to go on YouTube as I'm like shopping or browsing or whatever, like in the stores, or if I'm online, I like to go on YouTube real quick and see what the notes are, and to see, you know, what a particular content creator said about that fragrance. And sometimes I'll have to kind of skim through it or whatever, skim through like, you know, 5 minutes of it and stuff, just to kind of see. And I'm like, why not just make something that's shorter, like 4 minutes, 4 to 6 minutes, and get, you know, 4 to 8 minutes or whatever, get out of here, you know, get your information that you need to get, so that way you can make a decision right then and there in real time. And that's why I decided to create this channel. And the goal is to be able to make enough content to where as y'all can make really good decisions on what you would choose to do. And what type of, whether you want to make the purchase or not, the big bottle purchase, or even the sample size purchase. So that's the goal with Sample Size Sense. Number four, what do you plan on getting out of this channel? Again, kind of going back to what I said before, like the goal is to be able to get you in and out, so that way you can make a sound decision about your purchase that you choose to make. Because some of these fragrances are really expensive, right? Especially when it comes to the niche market, you want to get some stuff that's like extremely, you want to be for the budget conscious, right? It's particularly, this page or this channel is designed for the budget conscious consumer who wants to be able to smell good, you know, have a really good fragrance or whatever. Don't really want to break the bank immediately, but want to try something out just to see if they like it, and then choose to make that decision on whether or not they want to, you know, go $200, $300, $400 in. Because there was one fragrance today, man, I was like, shit, it was expensive as hell. I think it's like $795 for like 100 ml or something like that. And I'm like, oh no, but again, these are, some people have it. Some people want to be able to make these purchases. But they want to also be comfortable enough to know that they made a good purchase and not, you know, break the bank over something that smells like shit. They don't want that, right? And so my plan for this channel is to be able to help you make those really good decisions on whether or not you want to spend that money on that fragrance. So getting a sample, getting my review on a sample, which it's totally my thoughts, my opinions or whatever, but getting my reviews on a sample or whatever may help you decide on whether or not you want to purchase it. That's what I want to get out this channel. Long-winded as hell, but again, that's the goal, is to try to get you in and out of here. Oh, and let me mention this too. The Sunday night conversations or whatever, these are going to be a little bit longer, maybe like 30 to 40 minutes or something like that. The goal is to try to get you more acclimated to me, so that way you'll be more comfortable with the decisions that I choose to make, or the reviews that I have, and not feel like you're being biased, or you're being swayed into something that you know damn well you don't want. So yeah, maybe once a month I may do one of these. Once or twice a month I may do the Sunday conversations, but from sideways from the couch. So, all right. So the next question: did you really buy that many samples? Yeah, I did. I bought a lot of samples, y'all. I spent a couple hundred dollars just on samples. And the funny thing is that I didn't buy them all at one time. I'll buy like maybe three here. I'll buy like four here. I'll buy like, you know, one time I bought like seven of them at a time. And some of them be like 2 mls, maybe 3 mls. And some of the biggest ones I have are like 5 mls. And I have a couple of like maybe 1 or 2 10 mls, milliliters. But I mean, it's really good prices. You know, I'm like, why not? You know, just, so I ended up, yeah, I bought like, realistically, I'm saying about 50 to 60, but realistically it's somewhere upwards of 60. I know. Real quick, I do want to jump in and talk about one of the questions that was asked about the sample sizes, like how many do you actually have? And what I wanted to do was I wanted to actually do a full tally of the amount that I truly have. And it was roughly around 64 of them, somewhere around 64 to 66 of them or whatever. And if you didn't believe me, I actually got them all right here. So everything from Dallas Athene by Argos to these are all of the ones that I purchased from the scent room not too long ago. So there's like six of them in here. There's also the Bond number 9 ones. These are the ones that I actually got from when we went to my wife and I went to New York some years ago, just never opened them. So, and I also have, you know, everything from Ombre 114 by Histoire de Parfums. These are actual sample sizes. I got this as a discovery set, which I'll do a review on that as well. But overall, as you can see, there's quite a few of them that I actually have in here that I have a lot of. And yeah, so everything from, this is Portrait of a Lady, what I talked about already, and also Moon Glory by Harmonist, which that'll be another review that's coming really soon too. But I didn't want anybody to think that I was just kind of BSing around and saying that I didn't have up to somewhere around 60 fragrances, because I actually do. It's all of them in here. And again, these are all samples that I purchased. The majority of them are ones that I purchased over the holidays. And there are some of them that I have purchased, over the course of some months and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, everything, these are all the ones that I actually got from Decant X and that we talked about, that I talked about on, some of the episodes or whatever that you've seen. And yeah, I mean, there's just a whole bunch of them to choose from. And one of the things that I am going to do as far as picking the right ones is I'm actually going to do it randomly. So I'll close my eyes and just pick one like so, and then that'll be the one that I choose to review. And the way I will conduct the review is I'll pick one at random, I'll choose that one, and I'll go from there, and then I'll you know, just write it up or whatever, write up what I want to talk about, and then just continue to I basically just continue to do it that way, because I just think that's fair. You know, I think it's fair to be able to put them all together at one time and to be able to discuss them individually as I progress with this. But again, keep watching the video. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about as far as like adding more fragrances and stuff like that. But I just wanted to jump in real quick and let you know that, hey, I'm, you know, I actually do have all of these damn fragrances, and there's a lot of them. Again, it's a lot of them. So over the next, for a while, you'll be seeing a whole bunch of different fragrances and stuff like that. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of jump in and tell you that and all that good stuff. And I think that's it. So keep watching the video, and I will, jump in probably another time after that. And I'm going to try to review at least every one of them. Every single one of them. And I'm buying more. Again, I went to the scent room earlier today and I bought like six more today because I felt that I needed to give you more. I need to give you more. So why not? Yeah, I really did buy all those samples. Yeah, I did that. Okay, you said 3 minutes, 3 minute videos, but it's really 5 to 7 minutes. It is. My bad, y'all. I was so gung-ho about making these things in 3 minutes or less, not realizing the amount of time that it would take for me to be able to explain, you know, the notes, the breakdowns, you know, my thoughts on it, and even give you a little funny story behind it. So I said five, you know, three minutes or whatever. Then I said, you know, 4 minutes, and then another video, I said like 7 minutes, and you know, it's nah. I mean, just they're short videos, less than 10 minutes. How about that? We'll just do less than 10 minutes. What is your favorite fragrance now? Ooh, that is a hard one, because although I originally said that I didn't smell any of them yet, I did kind of peek and smell a few of them because I just had to. I had to try them out because I just had to. So, oh man, I don't know. My favorite right now, actually, I think I have two of them right now. One is Yin Transformation by The Harmonist. Every time I wear that, every single time I wear that, it's a game changer. And I have a review of that one coming too, so be on the lookout for that. But yeah, that's a game changer for me. Like the Yin Transformation, Bibliotheque by Byredo is another one of my favorites too. One of my friends told me that I smell like a lot of money with that one, and you know, you can never go wrong with that. However, I am somewhat biased towards sweeter scents, so I like sweet scents too. Man, there's one that I actually just got not too long ago, and this one is in the top running. And the two that I mentioned earlier, they're not like number one and number two. They're just like favorites. One of them is called One Umbrella for Two by Floraku. I think it's called Floraku. Floraku. You have no idea. That one is coming soon, too. So be on the lookout for that one, for that review. I'm not going to say too much about it, but that One Umbrella for Two. Yeah. Yeah, that one is something. That one is something. Let's see. Okay, next one. Will you take gifts or anything of the like? So I guess they mean like, will I take like handouts and stuff like that from different companies, different brands and fragrance houses? I'm not going to say no to it, but at the same time, I am not going to allow, if I were to receive a sample or whatever, I am not going to allow that to dissuade my judgment on whatever that fragrance is. So if I choose to do that, I don't plan on getting any, giving any handouts or any gifts or anything like that. I don't plan on it. I don't expect it. But obviously, as the channel grows and it continues to get bigger and stuff like that, then obviously that may be the case where people or brands may start reaching out. I don't know. I'm on the fence about it, because initially I said no, I wouldn't. I didn't want to do that, just to kind of like, I didn't want to disrupt the integrity of Sample Size Sense. And I didn't want you all to feel like I was being persuaded to give a good review on something when I knew it was trash. I can't guarantee that I will eventually down the line, but two things I can guarantee you is that I'm going to always give my honest opinion on it. Whatever it is, whether they like it or not, I'm going to give my honest opinion on that particular fragrance. And two, I will always keep the integrity of the channel and let you know that whatever it is that I choose to do or whatever, it'll be with love, with love. But no, whatever I choose to do, if I choose to receive these or whatever, you'll be notified in advance that, hey, this is a sample that I received from XYZ. But again, it will not dissuade my judgment, or it won't persuade me to make a good review on something that I know in my heart wasn't worth the time or the effort of making the review to begin with. So that is what it is. I mean, now, as far as everything else goes, like as far as like all of the different samples that I have, all of these are samples that I purchased, with the exception of one. I kind of got that one for free, but I'll tell you about that one in the video coming up. So, but other than that, each and every one of these samples that I received are samples that I've actually purchased with my own money. Hundreds of dollars worth of with the product. So yeah. Shit, I spent probably about $500 worth of product. Damn, that's a lot of money, man. But I like to smell good. So and just to think about it, I spent, let's say, $400 or $500 on something that I can easily spend $400 or $500 on one bottle of something, where I'll smell it for like a few minutes or whatever, then I'll just get sick of it. As I said on my first episode, my first video, like I don't particularly care for buying big bottles unless it's something that I really, really, really like. And the reason why is because I will get sick of fragrances quickly. I'm not that type of person that has a signature scent. I have a couple of them that I consider signature, but even those I will get sick of and I just won't wear it. I'll be like, no, I'll just put something else on. So, and I don't want to be that guy that has like a full closet or a room full of like different fragrances and stuff like that. I mean, eventually I may end up accumulating quite a few of them. I'm not hating on the people who do have these large cabinets and rooms and drawers of fragrances or whatever, but I like to keep my shit short and sweet. Keep it short and sweet. That's just that simple. Keep it short and sweet. What is your favorite scent profile? That's a really good one, actually, because initially, to answer the question, I am a really big sucker for sweet fragrances, like gourmand fragrances. I'm a big sucker for like amber fragrances, tonka bean. I love tonka bean. Ylang Ylang, I love that one too. But as far as like an actual scent, I prefer sweet scents. Like I said before, I prefer like scents on the sweeter side. And I also prefer scents that are like tobacco, like a tobacco. Actually, funny thing, one of my favorite scents or whatever, which I may not ever even review on here, is Tobacco Vanille by Tom Ford. I love, 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 because it has the vanilla smell to it, or the vanilla scent, as well as tobacco. And it's mixed perfectly, right? I don't have a bottle of it, but I know how it smells because I know a few people who has it. So I really, really, really like those scents. Again, I like floral. I like, sweet scents. I like, tobacco is a really big one of mine. Rose. Rolls is, if you want sophistication, or if you want something that's like really, really sophisticated and really, really like upscale, anything with rolls is going to be divine. In fact, one of my favorite fragrances, oh man, I forgot all about this one too. Portrait of a Lady by Frederick Miles. If you don't know, you got to get it, man. You better ask somebody about that one. Portrait of a Lady is, yeah, that one. And I'll do a review on that one too. I'll give my full review on that one as well. But I like Portrait of a Lady. I like rose scents. Again, Ylang Ylang. What else? Aldehydes. I really like aldehyde scents as well. So I like oriental scents as well. Like, I really like oriental fragrances. So things like with jasmine, Ylang Ylang, stuff like that or whatever. I really like those type of scent profiles. But my go-to would probably be something sweet. I don't really care for like citrusy scents or whatever, because it just doesn't really mesh well with my skin. And I really don't like things with, or I don't, I'm not going to say I don't like, but I don't particularly care for things with ambroxan. Like, you know, because to me, ambroxan is in 90% of all of the new designer fragrances that are out right now, right? So that's why I don't really care for ambroxan as much. But other than that, I mean, I like all kinds of stuff. Like, you know, you may catch me one day with something sweet. You may catch me one day with something smoky. You know, you may catch me one day with something floral. You may catch me one day with something, something good for high heat. It just depends, you know. I just like to smell good. That's all. All right. Next question. What about all the other fragrance channels on YouTube? What about them? I mean, I don't know how to answer that. I mean, I guess to be quite honest, like, one of the main reasons why I chose to do this channel also is because of the fact that I like to watch fragrance reviews, because again, I like to get ideas from other people, get their thoughts on certain fragrances or whatever, which will in turn persuade myself to purchase things based on their recommendations. And I would say, honestly, 95% of the time, roughly around 95% of the time, they got it right. I'll be honest with you. They got it right. And whenever that, whatever they say it is what it is. And I trust a lot of these different YouTubers or these different fragrance reviewers' judgment. And yeah, I mean, shout out to them. Like, you know, there's a lane for everybody. You know, I believe everyone can eat. And I also believe that because this is such a niche market, a niched down market, you know, that anybody can win. Like, everybody can win. Because the one thing you can never really get rid of is fragrances. Like, you can't get rid of that. Like, you know, because there's going to always be somebody talking about it. There's going to always be someone giving their opinions on it, which obviously everyone's opinion is subjective to their own thoughts and their own, you know, views. And so I think overall, I mean, I don't think anything of it at all. I think they're all great. You know, there's a few of them that I like to follow a lot. Like, you know, the perfume guy, he's really, really good at what he has, at what he does. The bow tie fragrance guy, Justin Copeland, I think it's Stay Fresh Productions. You know, shout out to all of them because they're really good. And TLTG Fragrances, I think, is another one. Gent Scents, Melissa Nacional or something like that. National. Really good, really, really, really good reviewers and stuff like that. And I trust their judgment. I think that a lot of these people know what they're talking about, and they know how to be able to explain like different scents and stuff like that. And so I trust a lot of their judgment. So really, really good, you know, YouTubers, really, really good people. I hope to work with them one day, you know, with some of them, you know, give like, you know, my no nonsense reviews on certain things. Oh, Big Beard Business, that's another one that I like. yeah, I my goal is to try to work with some of them, and you know, we all and go to some of these conferences, these fragrance conferences or whatever, and just, you know, shoot the shit with them, talk to them, you know, see how they're doing, you know, give them my thoughts on certain things and go from there. But overall, I mean, I don't have any thoughts about it. I think everyone is doing extremely well, and I think, you know, we can all eat. So, yeah. All right. Last one. Actually, I'm at the last one. Will you ever do a top 5 or a top 10 list? Probably not. I'll be honest with you. I probably won't. And the reason why is because there's a lane for that. Like there are people who are very well versed and very skilled in creating those type of lists and stuff like that. Personally, I just like to keep it simple. I want to keep it simple and just do like a quick review on certain things and things like that. That way people can make a decision based on like that review. Now I do know that top 10 lists and top 5 lists, like, you know, the top 5 sexy fragrances for life, or, you know, the top 10 most, you know, strong, most potent fragrances or whatever. I mean, there's a list for everybody. I do know that. But I just think personally, I just think that it's not for me. Because I don't know how I feel about like confining, you know, all of these different fragrances that smell so good or that doesn't smell good at all into this category, right? I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see it in the cards, but again, things change. I didn't even plan on doing this to do a Q&A or you know, a Sunday conversation. I never planned on doing it. Why not? I felt like I needed to kind of get you guys more acclimated to who I am, as I said before, and introduce you guys to who I am, so that way you can be more comfortable with whatever I choose to talk about or whatever I choose to review, and you can trust my judgment like I trust the other reviewers' judgment. So I don't see it. Honestly, I don't see it. But what I will do, though, is I will have certain reviews for like different fragrance houses. So, for instance, I have one coming up, or I have one that I'm planning right now with the Harmonist, because I have maybe about 5 fragrances from the Harmonist, right? I have 5. I have Sun Force, Yin Transformation, Moon Glory, Desired Earth, and Hypnotizing Fire. So yeah, I got 5 of them. So I may do like a particular like brand specific segments or whatever like that. So like, for instance, it'll be okay, you know, for the month of September, I may just only focus on the Harmonist, or actually for the month of September, I may focus on Le Labo, because Le Labo, if you're not familiar, they have different city exclusives. Le Labo is actually a really, really, really good fragrance house. They have one here in Dallas, and they have what they call city exclusives, which means that those fragrances are only available in that particular city. Dallas is one of the cities that they have one called Aldehyde 44, which is probably my second favorite Le Labo fragrance. And I'll do a review on that one too. But in September is when the city exclusives are available at all of the Le Labo locations. So in the month of August and September is when like I can get the scent from South Korea, or I can get the scent from Dubai, or I can get the scent from Los Angeles, or I can get the one from New York, or I can get the one from Paris, or, you know, places like that. So again, all of the city exclusives are only available in those particular cities, except for the month of September, or August and September, I think, is when you can get them. So maybe in August and September is when I'll do like a Le Labo, like straight Le Labo, or the city exclusives for those months. I do have one coming up pretty soon with one of the fragrances, which I think is one of my favorite ones, or I know is one of my favorite ones. That one will be coming out, you know, in the near future. So, but yeah, anyway, my point in saying that is that I may do like particular segments, like where I'll have like the harmonists, I'll do five, like in maybe the month of July, I'll do all five of the harmonists since. And in the month of September, I'll do all five of the labo. I have a few of them that are like that, where I have like multiple ones. Like for instance, I have that one. I have, oh, and Argos. Argos is another one that I have, Argos fragrances. I bought the entire sample bag where it's like 12 or 13 of them at one time. So I may end up dedicating that as well. So anyway, that's what I was talking about. So maybe not a top five, a top 10 list or whatever, but I'll do something on the lines of that. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much all of them. Let me make sure. Did that one. Yeah, done. So thank y'all so much for watching this video. Again, my name is Eric, and I truly, truly appreciate everyone who chooses to watch this, all of you. Again, don't forget to subscribe and like. I think that this is something that is considered an untapped market. I definitely believe that I can grow with this fragrance journey of mine, because I am testing out different type of fragrances or whatever. I also believe that at the end of the day, I can help you make the decision on whether or not you want to splurge and buy that $200 fragrance, right? Or that $300 fragrance. Because why not? You know, it's okay to treat yourself every once in a while. Funny story. My youngest daughter, she's 12 years old. Her name is Kennedy. And she now is starting to kind of get into her own little fragrance journey. So she's taken a couple of my, you know, fragrances or whatever, my samples. One was called The Merchant of Venice. The brand is The Merchant of Venice, but it was called, I think it's called Pearl, Mother of Pearl or something like that, by The Merchant of Venice. And now that's hers. Straight up, that's hers. And I have another one by, what was it, Histoire de Parfums or something like that. I can't remember the name of it. I think it was 1718, but don't quote me on it. But at any rate, she's starting her fragrance journey now, and she's starting to kind of get more acclimated to like smelling good and always wanting to make sure that she smells good everywhere she goes. Because, I mean, again, why not? Why not do that? Why not create these opportunities so where people can smell you? Like if you're on a date night, why not have your, you know, you're smelling good, your significant other is, you know, she's all up on you or he's all up on you. Like, man, like you smell so good, whatever. You know, you want to be able to create those type of lasting impressions, because the thing about fragrances is that they make memories, right? They make memories, you know, they're embedded in your mind. So whenever you go somewhere and you smell something similar to that, it brings you back to those old days or that particular day. Like, for instance, with the obsession for men, you know, I still love that fragrance. That fragrance is, man, that has to be well over 30 years old, but I still love that fragrance because it just brings me back to the time where I dropped that damn bottle everywhere. But anyway, I think that's it, y'all. Once again, I thank y'all so much for continuing to rock with me and just continuing to like listen to the entire thing and just chill. I really do thank you. Before I go, let me tell you what the goal is for this. The goal is to drop at least 3 times a week, one video a week, and maybe 2 shorts a week. So that's the goal. Or that's the expectation. And sometimes I may drop twice a week, 2 videos a week, just depending on, you know, if it's a part of that fragrance block or whatever, like the Lilabo in September or the Harmonist or somewhere maybe in July or whatever. So I may drop more of those. And also let me know what you want me to smell. If it's available, I'll definitely purchase it. Again, I have no affiliation with any of the places that I purchase these things from. I typically go to decantx.com or scentsplit.com, And if I need to get something, or if I want to get something locally, I can get it locally here at the scentroom.com, which, by the way, the Scent Room, they actually ship nationwide as well, or I think they ship worldwide. So they're actually a really, really, really good, really good company, really good place that you can go and you can get some hard to find niche fragrances and whatnot. So until the next time, y'all be out here smelling good. Just smell good. That's all I gotta say. Just smell good. Thank y'all once again. My name is Eric, and I'll see y'all next time on the Sunday Conversations Sideways on the Couch. Peace.